Iowa Diamond. How can I help you?
Oh, Gina, it's Mick. How are you?
Hi, Mick. It's not Gina. It's Jen.
Oh,
How are you?
Jen. I didn't want to assume. I was like, Gina answers more often than Jen, so
Right. Well,
I'm fine.
Jen's all over the place.
You're always all over the place.
That's very true. Very true.
Sister, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in forever.
Oh, it's been. I'm fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. All good.
All right. I'm going to read between those lines and not ask follow-up questions. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's the
Yeah.
holiday season. I get pulled in six different directions, and some of them positive, some of them negative this time
I
of year.
get it.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, you just kind of keep your head down and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. That's all you can do.
Yeah,
How is the family? How are your kids?
family's great. Yeah,
Good.
I don't see my daughter half as much as I should, but that's she's a excuse me, baby delivery nurse, so
Oh, wow.
she gets
Right.
some crazy hours. So, I just leave it open saying, "Hey, when you want to see Dad, just let me know."
Oh. Well, good deal.
Yeah, but anyway, back feeling a bit
Anyway.
better, or is that the subject I'm supposed to?
No, back. No. Back is feeling better. Actually, the back was probably the easiest surgery I had this summer. So it just had a lot going on. Had a lot going on, and it's just been one thing after another. We had a shit flood in July in our house that we're still dealing with. We're going to have to probably go after the city. Oldest son is going through a divorce. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Rough year, going to look forward to 2026 to restart,
I
right?
am afraid to like, I want to have that attitude, but I'm just every kind, I just am afraid that I'll jinx it, which I know sounds stupid, but at this point, I'm just like,
Trust me,
yeah.
2025 will go down out of 56 years of my life as by far the worst
Yes,
year I've ever.
I
It's not
agree.
even a, there's not even a close second.
No,
So,
no.
but
It's been a pretty shitty year.
yeah, so I
Pretty
mean,
shitty year.
I believe that tomorrow will be better than yesterday, always, as long as
Yeah.
it's the right mindset. And if it's not, then the day after that will be better than that day. So
Right.
eventually it'll be good
Eventually,
back.
something,
Yeah,
right?
of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until then,
So,
we just have
until
fake
then,
conversations and
we
just lean
do.
on each other. That's all you can do.
That's exactly true. It's better than the alternative, right?
This is
Like,
true.
yes. So, that's. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. My daughter worked, and but my son and I went up to my dad's house, and so usually we kind of do our own thing. But my dad's not doing very well, so
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thank you. And I don't mean to sound callous, but it's like I can't let it. He was diagnosed with ALS this year. So yeah, I mean, again, I don't say that to bring anyone down. I just that
No,
what that
absolutely not, but we're friends, right?
yeah.
So,
So that's one of those
yeah.
little check marks of yeah, this year fucking
This
sucked.
year can eat it, yep.
Yeah, but weirdly, I mean, we okay. So not to get too deep, but it's just
You're
a
fine.
it's a like a how do I describe it? It's a different point of reference. So my ex passed away in April.
Yes, I did know that.
Okay, so that was extremely immediate. And then you've got, this guy who I've put up on a pedestal more than half of my life who has that long lingering one, and you get into the debate of if you're going to lose a loved one, do you want to lose them fast
Right.
and not suffer, or do you want time
Right.
to say everything that you got to say?
Oh,
And
I agree. I
they
agree
both suck.
100%.
They both suck,
Yeah.
but there's perks to both of them. So anyway, long story short, the positive that, and luckily I've really always
Hang
been.
on just a second for me,
Yeah,
hon. Dave,
sure.
can you air? answer that.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, P.S. I love James. He's awesome.
James is, isn't he amazing?
He really, I don't honestly know if he even knows who I am, but he is just so courteous when you're on the phone. He is wonderful.
He's amazing. I am going to take all of the credit because I'm the one that hired him, and he is just, yeah, he's amazing.
Good.
He
well,
is amazing.
We all like to complain, but I don't think people get enough kudos. So I
agree. That's why I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I always try to, you know, because everyone's so quick to put out a negative review.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I try to find what's to mean. That's how I used to conduct my, not to get off into a different subject, but I used to do that when I used to take over my store, like stores when I was retailing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody thinks about, we'll shop our competition. I would actually put a twist on that, and I wouldn't allow my employees to bring back any negativity. I wanted to hear what my competition was doing right.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. So anyway, back to my dad. It's if I'm gonna grab a blessing, it's gonna be when I've got him in my sights. I make the most of every single moment because I never know if that's going to be the last moment, and I want to be able to just go, nope. I said everything I wanted to say. I shared everything I wanted to share. I'm sad that I don't have more time, but I maximized the time that I had.
Exactly. How old's your dad?
Oh, gosh. Do quick math, 82?
Okay.
So, but, you know, he's not that traditional 82. Like,
right.
Obviously,
I get it.
You know, he's starting to get a little tired and whatnot, but boy, I mean, the dude had nothing but energy all the time. So, yeah. You know, you make the most of what you got.
That's absolutely true. It's all you can do.
Yep. So, but I was doing it really, I mean, obviously anytime I ring the bell, I'm always checking to see if you guys need anything. But more importantly, this time of year, our hours kind of shift week by week. So
okay.
I'm just calling to let you know, and I'm going to follow it up. I know Gina's more of the contact when it comes to I need such.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But just to let you know, Eastern Standard Time, we're shipping up till 6 today and tomorrow. If anybody happens to need something tomorrow, we're doing free shipping for Saturday. And then last but not least, we are working Saturday this time of year up until 5 o'clock Eastern, and we'll get it to you for free for Monday's delivery. So if that makes your life a little easier,
we've
done our job.
Okay, so 6 today and tomorrow. Free shipping for Saturday.
Correct.
And working Saturdays during the holiday season until 5 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. And you've got my cell phone number. Gina is more than welcome to have my cell phone number. So if you want to get into work, feel free. And the reason I give that to you is even though I can't ship you on Sunday, I do have access to my system on Sunday, so I don't know if you guys are working on Sundays, but if you guys need a quote or you need me to start a memo for you just to get it off your head, just send me a text or give me a call. I'll jump right onto my laptop and have it all set for you so we don't even have to think about it on Monday.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being so accommodating. I will give all this info to Gina.
The heck with Andrew.
The one, right? Crew Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. That's yesterday's news, sister.
That is yesterday's news. You ready for the holiday? You ready for Christmas?
Believe it or not, I am.
Good for you.
I've never done this. The only person I have to shop for is my girlfriend. We don't go too heavy for each other, but like literally every other soul that I purchase something for, it's all ordered. It's all on its way. I have promised myself that I will gift wrap everything this weekend so that I don't have to think about anything for the next 3 weeks.
That's smart. That is very smart.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Very smart.
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, Mike and I don't, especially this year, with all of the financial shit, because
with the house,
you know, Yeah, I mean, with the fact that we lost everything down there, including the value in our home and walls and stuff, I mean, it's just been a nightmare. But, and it's all been out of pocket because it's the city's fault. So, of course, our insurance company is like, well, you're covered for over $200,000, but that's if it happens within your home, if it's due to something from us. So if a pipe burst or if it was, like, our sewer system. But the problem is it was the city's sewer system that they haven't maintained. We weren't the only ones. Our neighbors on both sides of us, it happened to, and then a few other people, and then I spearheaded the going after the city.
Okay.
Nobody else is doing it, and because, you know, I've got so much free time, but it has to be done because so many people are out so much, and it's the city's fault. I mean, this happened 20 years ago to us. Now, it wasn't on this scale. I mean, we only had 5 inches of raw sewage. You know, that's always fun.
Right.
But we had 3 feet in July. So, yeah, it's been a ride.
Am I being silly? I always thought when it comes to something like that, it was basically your insurance covers, like they send out the assessment, they do all the repairs, and then they fight it out with the city and their insurance. I guess I'm very naive. I didn't know that.
No, it just depends when it's sewage like that. See, here's the thing. So we had some rain that day, but it wasn't anything catastrophic.
Okay.
And so we filed with we filed with the city's insurance. Well, they denied the claim because they said it rained. I'm like, dude, one has nothing to do with the other. They're two totally different systems. And if you've got shit water mixing with your drainage water, you've got bigger issues at hand.
You're right.
They refused, there was no appeal process, no nothing. So at that point, the only recourse we have, because of course the city's like, well, we can't write everybody, you know, we can't write you guys checks. Because we're looking at a lot of money.
Right.
Because I can't use half my house now. I mean, until they get this whole sewer, the problem is it's obsolete. And,
okay.
Right. So our system, even the city supervisor is like, this system is outdated. It wouldn't pass inspection today.
that's something that you could use again.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we, I found an attorney that can go after a municipality because that's what we're looking at. It's going to be a long process. I mean, but it's a pain. It's a royal pain. And in the meantime, my washer and dryer were floating down there, and you know, most of my basement was finished. A lot of the totes were up on shelves, but when you have 3 feet of water and other things, anything that can be flushed, it's going to take things off. So I lost school pictures. No, you're going to have to do it. It's still stuck. See if Gina can do it on her computer because she can run it through her machine. Thank you. I mean, everything is out of pocket. And, I mean, they tore down walls. Like, it's absolutely, there is nothing down there. They pulled carpet. They did the whole nine yards. And so, So, at this point, everything has been out of pocket. Thank God Mike is handy because we lost our water heater, we lost our furnace, we lost everything in our basement. So, he's been trying to do everything he can to keep the cost down, but we're going to move, but we got to wait till we get this whole situation fixed first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Thanks. It does suck. It does suck. But, hey, James is helping a customer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Another phone's ringing, honey.
Okay.
I have to
don't
go get
going.
That.
It's okay. I'll talk to you soon.
If I don't talk to you, you take care. Have a great holiday, and I'll give Gina the message.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, hon. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.